Next, delegates, we turn to agenda item 6, proposed draft standards and related text at step 5. And at this point, Vice Chair Dave will take the chair. I urge you, as he will urge you, and all three vice chairs will urge you, that given that we have spent so much time on a question that I do admit is very important to the Commission, we have only a compressed small time remaining to us to finish our rather lengthy agenda. So please, please make your comments as briefly and succinctly as possible. We need to finish our agenda and give every item its due. Thank you very much, delegates.
Good afternoon, delegates. Before we start, very briefly, at the outset, let me thank you for all the trust that you have reposed in me to be the chair from the next session, at the end of this session, rather. And I realize this responsibility and would do my best and work closely with you for continuity in the leadership role for Codex and to uphold the Codex in its highest esteem. Thank you very much. Delegates, we now come to agenda item number 6. And after discussing ractopamine, which apparently has a very high Scoville index, maybe in millions, we come to a much simpler product. We will discuss a proposed draft standards and related texts at step 5. I would like to inform you that we will go committee by committee, and I would introduce the items. And where necessary, I would invite the chairpersons of the committee to clarify the discussion at the previous steps or to express their views on the comments submitted at step 5. The first item on the list is the Committee on Food Additives, where there is a document on proposed draft revision of the standard for food-grade salt. It focuses on revision of certain sections on additives, contaminants, hygiene, and method of analysis and sampling. Any comments, please, for adoption at step 5. I see no flags, so we adopt the proposed draft revision of the standard for food-grade salt at step 5 as recommended by the 43rd session of the Food Additives Committee. Next is the Committee on Pesticide Residues. The first item is the proposed draft maximum residue limits for pesticides. Under this, the 43rd session of the CCPR agreed to send these proposed draft MRLs for 3 pesticides covering a range of commodities for adoption at step 5. The Executive Committee recommended that these be adopted at step 5. Any comments, please? I see no flags. So we adopt the proposed draft maximum residue limits for pesticides at step 5. The next is the proposed draft revision of the classification of foods and animal feeds at step 5. Assorted tropical and subtropical fruits, edible peel, and assorted tropical and subtropical fruits inedible peel. It's a part of the ongoing work on the revision of classification, and the Executive Committee recommended adoption at step 5. Any comments, please? I see no flags. So we adopt the proposed draft revision at step 5. The next is the Committee on Fish and Fishery Products. The proposed draft revision for quick frozen scallop adductor mussel meat. This item has been on the agenda of the Fisheries Committee for almost 10 years. And now much work has been done, and there are a few provisions which are in square brackets, especially in relation to labeling when water is added, and also for the definition of defections in relation to parasites and other objectionable matter. The Executive Committee recommended adoption at step 5. Any comments, please? United States.
Thank you, Chair. We would call attention to this fact that this standard scope was amended at the 31st session of the Committee on Fish and Fishery Products to include roe-on scallops. However, roe-on scallops are already covered by the standard for live and raw bivalve mollusks, though without an allowance for added phosphates in water, which is desired by some countries. The United States does not support the inclusion of roe-on scallops in this particular standard because roe-on scallops have hazards that are not associated with scallop adductor mussel meat. Scallop meat does not have a pathogen or biotoxin hazard, while roe-on scallops, like other bivalves, require pathogen and biotoxin controls. Including roe-on scallops in the draft standard for quick frozen scallop adductor mussel meat would require two different safety requirements, which would be confusing and controversial and delay the progress of the standard. We believe that the roe-on scallops should be covered by the standard for live and raw bivalve mollusks, but would recommend that the Committee on Fish and Fishery Products reconsider the most appropriate standard in which to include the roe-on scallops. While we are not blocking the adoption at step 5, we recommend to the Commission that it instruct the Committee to remove roe-on scallops from the standard and have the commodity addressed in the standard for live and bivalve mollusks. Thank you.
Thank you, U.S. I would like to invite the chair of the committee, Fish Products Committee, for comments, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. During its last session, the biotoxin aspect and its implications was thoroughly discussed by the Codex Committee on Fishery Products, and the committee's clear conclusion was that a scallop with roe attached do not necessarily pose an additional risk from biotoxins, and that appropriate measures from the bivalve mollusk standard already adopted could be transferred to the scallop meat standard for control of biotoxins if necessary. We should also keep in mind the view expressed by the Executive Committee, where the report gives advice to the Fishery Committee on finalizing work as soon as possible. Starting new discussions on the scope of the standard will most likely imply postponing the target date for finalization of the standard. I appreciate the view on not blocking progress of the standard in the Commission, but I would prefer that the Commission do not give advice with regard to amending the scope of the standard, but allows the committee to continue its work based on the agreed conclusions in its last session. Thank you.
Thank you, Norway. Poland, please.
Thank you, Chair. Poland, speaking on behalf of the European Union and its member states, would like to present the following position. The European Union and its member states support the adoption at step 5 of the proposed draft standard for quick frozen scallop adductor mussel meat. The issue of marine biotoxins and microbiological contamination linked to the presence of the roe has been extensively discussed both at the working group and plenary levels, and no documented evidence was provided supporting increased hazards. In addition, scallops fall under the bivalve mussel standard as long as they are intact and alive, and must therefore comply with the provisions of this standard, including marine biotoxins. The EU and its member states are of the opinion that all concerns related to the specific and technical nature should be raised and debated at the level of the Fish Committee. So the European Union and its member states are agreeing with the recommendation of the Executive Committee. Thank you.
Thank you, Pauline. Are there any other comments, please? Yeah. UK, please.
Thank you, Chairman, for giving me the opportunity to speak. I fully agree with what the Chair of the Fish and Fruits Product Committee has said, and also with the European Union. The issues that the US have raised have been discussed extensively at the committee, and there was consensus for this to be taken forward to the next step, as was agreed by the executive. So I would agree that this should be taken forward to the next step. Thank you.
Thank you, UK. Are there any other comments, please? South Africa, please.
Thank you, Chair. South Africa, too, would concur with the comments of the Chair of CCFFP and the EU and the UK. Thank you.
Thank you, South Africa. Chile, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. We are also in agreement with that which is stated by the Chairman. And moving this up to step 5, approving it there. Thank you.
Thank you, Chile. Egypt, please.
Shukran, Sayyid al-Rais, in name of the Misri.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. The Egyptian delegation also supports the position of the chairman of the committee, this for the adoption of this draft standard. Thank you.
Thank you, Egypt. I see no other flags. Argentina, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. We'd like to support the approval of this draft standard. Thank you.
Thank you, Argentina. United States, would you like to record your reservation on this?
Thank you, Chair. As I noted, we are not opposed to it moving, being accepted by the Commission at step 5. If perhaps the report could note our comment about the our request to have the robot scallops removed, that would be fine. Thank you.
Thank you, United States. This will be noted in the report, and any further comments may be placed before the committee at its next meeting. So we adopt it at step 5. next is frozen, a proposed draft standard, fresh, live, and frozen abalone. This was a draft standard which was previously sent twice for redrafting at its 31st session in April 2011. It is reported that considerable progress was made. There are three sections on which Philippines has comments, but the CC exec has recommended adoption at step 5. Any comments, please? Okay. I see no flags. So this proposed draft standard is adopted at step 5. Now we move to the Committee on Fresh Fruits and Vegetables. The proposed draft standard for pomegranates. This item contains some sections relating to sizing and size-related provisions in square brackets for further discussions. The Executive Committee has recommended adoption at step 5. Any comments, please? I see no flags. So the proposed draft standard for pomegranates is adopted at step 5. The next is the Committee on Food Labeling. Proposed draft definition of nutrient reference values. The CCFL had taken up this work on the definition at the request of the Nutrition Committee while discussing the establishment and revision of the nutrient reference values. The CC exec has recommended adoption at step 5. Any comments, please? I see no flags. The proposed draft definition of nutrient reference values is adopted at step 5.